Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Thank you so much for tuning in to the next chapter of Widows Ministry Talk Show, a ministry embracing widows and others who have lost a special loved one. I am Mary Hollisey Hope, host, and I'm so glad that you're here with me tonight. Tonight, I am going to do a testimony because the reason why I'm going to be doing the testimony because I need your help because I want to hear some testimonies from you. And the other thing, too, where I'll be bringing to each week, I am going to be bringing some things, a topic, and it is not necessarily going to be several things. It can be one thing, but each week I will bring something. Did you know this? Did you know this, girl? So I'm going to be bringing some facts about some things that will benefit you or that you might be interested in. So every week I'll be talking about that. But in between, I need someone to do a testimony for 10 to 15 minutes every night starting next Tuesday. And I would like for you to text me and say, I am willing to do a testimony. It could be a testimony about your husband. It could be a testimony about you personally. That's something that you encourage someone else. Whenever someone hears your story, you just don't know how much you will encourage them. So think about it. And if you don't text me, I'm going to be reaching out to you to ask you to please to be a part of it. And just remember, no one can see you. All we do is we can hear you. And sometimes people don't even know who you are. So don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. So just like you listen, I would like for you to start talking a little bit. Because you just don't know, you got something that someone else wants to hear. You got something that's going to encourage someone else. So, and guess what? There is the topic also is a reference to this title, Return God's Love by Sharing. Return God's Love by Sharing It. So in order to share it, you got to speak it. So I need you to volunteer 10 to 15 minutes of a testimony about you and your spouse or something just about you, a struggle or something that you can encourage someone else, a happy moment, whatever it is, I need your help. I would like to hear someone else's voice on this air. So we're going to be doing testimonies from 10 to 15 minutes. And then I'm going to share something from this question every week. Did you know this? Girl, did you know this? So just know that that's what we're going to be doing every week for a while. I don't know how many weeks we're going to do it, but whatever, when God tells me to stop and change and do something else different. But just remember, return God's love by sharing it. And when you do that testimony, then that's how you're going to share God's love, through your testimony and sharing those thoughts and stories to us. And plus, we got to get back on board to start our third book. I know a lot of you have started your stories, and we have so many things that have happened. So that's the situation. So many things have happened in your life. So many things have happened in our lives. And so it was hard for us to continue. But now we want to get back where you finish that story so we can start the next chapter, the third book. And that is something that we're going to be working on soon with you. So you hear what I said? I hope that you're going to be supportive of me by returning God's love by sharing your story. Like I said, your story can be, it doesn't have to be about your spouse. It can be about both of you, or it can just be about you. Something that you are doing that will interest us or benefit us. Because I'm sure there's a lot, you all are doing a whole lot of good stuff out there. But I want to tell you about my weekend. I had the best weekend. You know what I think? I've had good weekends, but I had a great and fantastic weekend. And I was a little busy bee, and they already call me busy bee, but I was out. I went to two events on Saturday and two events on Sunday. And let me tell you, I got to tell you shortly, just quick about it, then we'll go ahead and talk about some of the things I want to talk about. But I was invited to one of my friend's birthday celebration, and her girls did a spa party, and it was fun because I had a back massage and a foot massage, and that was so good. Oh, it felt so good. And then she they always have little snacks there, fruits and crackers and meats and different little things like that. That was wonderful. And also we had sparkling, a little bit of sparkling wine, champagne. And there was a courtyard in the back that you could go out there and sit in your robe after you finish getting your massage and just sit and chat and for a while. And it was wonderful, a wonderful experience that I really needed because for the last month, it seemed like I've been taking care of sick people because I had took care of another group of family members that was sick last week. And thank God I didn't catch, they had the flu. But anyway, that was my grandkids, really. My grandkids and her and my daughter, they all got it except Josiah and myself. But anyway, they are all doing well, thank God. And so I really needed all of that. And afterwards, we went to lunch. We went to a nice restaurant. This location is called the Wellness Spot. So if you ever want to get together, you can do a girls thing. You can do a family thing or whatever. But they have space to do a large group. It's called the Wellness Spot. And afterwards, we went to have lunch right down the street. And the food was really delicious. And then that night, Saturday night, I was invited to another birthday party. One of my girlfriend's daughter was celebrating her 35th anniversary. I mean, that's an anniversary, birthday party. And she wanted me to go with her and I wanted to support her and her daughter. And it was a party. Those young people can party, but they were not sloppy drunk. They didn't get drunk or nothing like that. They drank and they partied. And pretty much we just sat back and just watched them pretty much because I wasn't out on the floor with them. Normally I love to dance, but I just wanted to watch them enjoy themselves. We just sort of collected the gifts and different things for her daughter and pretty much enjoyed. They had good food and everything. And I stayed out until 11 o'clock. It wasn't a club. It was a private place that they had different parties and stuff. But I was out until 11 o'clock at night. Normally, I try to get in at before dark. I don't like to hang out there now because things are too crazy. But I hung out there. We had a great time. It was beautiful. And then I went to church on Sunday. My pastor's anniversary, her first lady's anniversary was Sunday morning. And then afterwards, I had another event that I went to. I was just boom, 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 just going from one event to the other. And it was really a lot of fun for me. And I needed that. Sometimes you have to pamper yourself and do things for me. The last event was on Sunday evening from 3 to 6. It was called Queen of Peeps. It was the recognition of Cancer Awareness Month. And there was ladies there. There were about 65 ladies at this event. It was beautiful, decorated so beautiful in pink, and everybody had hats and their pink outfits and stuff on. It was wonderful. And there was so many people that were cancer survivors. Not every majority of the people that came, the ladies that came, they were cancer survivors, and some were friends and family that came along to support the event. So it was really wonderful, good food and fellowship. And let me tell you about this. I met 101 years old lady, and she got on the dance floor. They played some music for a while. She got on the dance floor, but her daughter was definitely with her. Got her on the dance floor, and she was dancing. He held her hand, but she was able to stand by herself. But her daughter was there holding her hand just to make sure that she, kept her balance. And you should have seen her. She did not look like 101 years old and didn't act like it either. So that was very inspiring to know. I had to go over and touch her hand. I said, let me touch your hand because I want whatever you got going on and what God has given you, maybe you can rub it off on me. I don't know if I want to live 101 years old. I said I didn't want to live that long, but because I didn't want no one to have to take care of me. But she was doing really well because she could stand on her own. When she was up there dancing, she was moving. She was still, she acted like she was maybe 70 or 80 something. But anyway, that was one. And then one of the ladies were crowned. They had a runner-up, first place, and also they crowned Miss Queen of Pink. And she was chosen because she did a lot of, she's 39 years breast survivor, cancer survivor. And she also, they chose her because she's always doing things for different people. She had a total of 4,000 community service hours that she was also recognized by President Biden because of her community service. And she was crowned, and she also was a 39 years survivor. We had so many people who got up and did testimonies and stuff. So we had a great time. Wonderful weekend. I haven't done that much stuff in one weekend in a long time, but it was a blessing being around, and those ladies, they're awesome. So the other thing I wanted to do, I wanted to talk, some of you may not have heard my story, but I'm not going to tell it in the same way. But I want to start off with a short testimony so I can let you know what you can talk about, you can anything, whatever you choose to. But the testimonies that I want to start off with is more or less, it's amazing how God works, how he puts you, have people in your life and places that you go, and you can see how he's there. You know, it's just like an example. Just like you travel and you got to follow a certain direction to get there, that is the same thing how God puts things in your life. Because what happened was, when I left home from high school, the next day after I graduated from high school, I went to New York. That's where all the family and everybody from the South in the South would go. Well, I stayed in New York for 8 years. And I met this guy who I dated for 5.5 years. And he was the love of my life because he was a beautiful person and just a great guy. And didn't have to worry about a thing while I was in his presence, you know, while I dated him. But after 5.5 years, just before the 5.5 years ended, we started talking about our future. He did not want to get married. He didn't want to have a family or get married. And this had a lot to do with something happened with his father and mother. So he has this frame of mind that he did not want to experience that. So what happened was I told him, I said, I want a family, and I want to get married and I want to have a family. But he was real serious. I thought that he was really serious about what he said. So I decided that I could not continue to date him anymore because it would be a dead end. Even though I cared a lot for him, I really felt that I was in love with him. But this was, I didn't see a future because he didn't want a future with me. He wanted a future as dating, a companion, but not a wife or children. So I didn't want to stay in a relationship that was a dead end. So I was strong enough to leave. And as soon as I decided to stop seeing him, I met this guy who was telling me everything that I wanted to hear. Oh, he wanted to marry me. He wanted to have kids. He wanted to bring me to Atlanta, where he was from, where he grew up. So we dated for a while, and all of a sudden, I fell head over heels in the things that he was telling me. And I guess it was nothing but God ways of getting me where I needed to be. So we came to Atlanta, and after 3 months after we got here, he went his way, I went mine. Because there were the things that he was involved in, it didn't work out. And really, I was really emotionally disturbed by and under emotional distress of the things that he did while I was here. He was a womanizer. So I got out of that situation too, because mom gave me the strength to not sit in a situation just because. So I got out of that, and pretty much it took me for a loop, and I was really depressed for quite a while, and and was developing ulcer because I was really, you know, really emotional, disturbed from what had happened. So within 2 years later, I didn't want to date nobody. I didn't want to think about dating anybody. So 2 years later, I met Al, my husband. We dated for 3 years because he wanted to go back to school to get his BA degree, Bachelor of Arts degree. So after he finished, then we started talking about marriage. And after we started talking about marriage, well, you know, I fell in love again. I wasn't in love with the guy who I came to Atlanta. It was just something that God wanted to get me here through him. But I fell in love, madly in love with my husband. At first, it was a blind date. Didn't want to date him. Decided to go ahead because my girlfriend kept saying, girl, you need to go ahead. He seemed to be a nice guy. And I did. And so after he finished school, we decided to talk about marriage and we wanted to buy a house. So we went to the courthouse and got married, but we had a nice reception a month later. Okay, we got married. We decided to go ahead and sign a contract on the house. And we, in 4 months, we were closing on the house. We closed on Valentine's Day. And I was 4 months pregnant then. Yes, we got married. And 6 years later, God decided to take him home with, you know, to be with him. And that was a journey for me. It was a different journey, a journey that I didn't think I was going to go on that soon. But first, God, in New York, I stopped dating someone that was a dead end. Someone else brought me to Atlanta. Atlanta, I met my husband. We were married for 6 years. And then here is I am the director of a Next Chapter Widows Ministry. You see how God works? How I went from one place to another? Now, it wasn't all sugar and spice. I went through a lot of changes in emotional distress when I came here after dealing with this guy. Because I didn't really know him. I thought I did from the time that we were dating. So what my testimony is to you, you never know what God has in planned for your life. But, and sometimes you can see it and sometimes you can't. I can see it very clearly. I can sit here and visualize everything that has happened. How I was strong enough to leave the guy in New York, even though he was a wonderful young man, wonderful, loving, made sure I never had to spend any money around him because he was just a nice person. But I was strong enough to not to stay in that relationship because I wanted more. Got involved with this womanizer that brought me to Atlanta, but that was my purpose. Later on, I realized that was my purpose in meeting him. And I thank him. I had a lot of feelings, bad feelings about him, and because of what he put me through. But I also later realized I was able to forgive him because I saw what God did. God wanted me to meet Al. So I had to get here, go through the changes, and which it helped me. It built me up. It gave me the strength I needed whenever the situation, when Al passed. I was able to deal with it better because of what he put me through before. And he gave me people around me that gave me books to read. And that's where I got the word divine order from. Those books that I read and also believe in God. It's my stronger faith walk with God. So all of those things were a pattern that God had planned for me. Up until this point, the Next Chapter Widows Ministry next year is going to be 20 years old. Never thought that I'll be a director of a widow's ministry helping widows, embracing widows and others who have lost a special loved one. You never know his plan. He said he has a plan for you. And that's what he does. But he doesn't just put you out there and leave you alone. Not once. I can definitely say that he will never leave you nor forsake you. He never once left me and my children. So that's my testimony to you, that the plan that maybe you have been on, you might not be aware of what it was, or now you can see it, but your testimony can be a blessing to someone else. Because in all of this, I know I'm very blessed and I'm happy. I'm happy with my life. I love my children. I love my grandkids. I am a happy person. I have gone through stuff and I still go through stuff. And the other day, by the way, last time we were on the air, there was something I told you I had to wait for. I had to pray. I had to make the changes. Talk to God first and then wait on him for the decision. Well, the decision was made today. I did wait. I prayed about it. And I think the best decision was given to me today, on a way to handle that problem. So I feel that the direction that I went in, God showed me that's the way he wants. Come to him first before you start even putting those things in your mind, what you're going to do. Come and pray to him first, and then he will direct your path. And he will make your path straight. So just know that don't be afraid, because your testimony is worth hearing. Because I would never believe, back in New York, in my early 20s, that I knew that I was going to get married to Al, have two beautiful children, have three beautiful grandkids, and the director of the Next Chapter Widows Ministry, because my husband is no longer with me. But God became my husband. He regained my strength. He never left me and my children out there. He always provided for us. My kids have asked me in the past and said, Mom, how were you able to keep us in all those different activities? They never skipped a beat. I was able to take care of those things and keep them involved in different activities. They played sports, they danced, they did whatever. We traveled or whatever. God was able to let us see that he would still be there for us. Let us enjoy our lives. And he has proven that to me. So I know there's something there that you can share with others that will encourage them to know that they can continue to move forward in their life in spite of the loss of your loved one. He's no longer there. I know it's lonely sometimes and you wish that he was there, but it's not God's will. God showed me his will. That's what I wanted to share. So next, who wants to be the next person to share 10 to 15 minutes, a testimony that you can encourage others? And then I will always have something to talk about. Did you know this? Girl, did you know that? I'm going to bring you some news that you probably haven't heard. But I want to begin that next week. So that is all I have for tonight. And just knowing that, return God's love by sharing it. Just chew on that. And once you do that, you'll be willing to do a testimony. And I'm waiting for your text this week. So make sure you do that soon so we can go over it and you'll be ready for next Tuesday. Thank you so much for tuning in again, once again. Next week also I have an announcement too. But I don't want to give it tonight because I wasn't prepared to give you it in all detail. So next week I'm going to give you a big announcement, as well as that question I just asked, and also waiting for one of you to do your testimony. Be blessed and have a great day. And listen to my most favorite song, Waymaker.
I worship you. You are here, working in this place. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, moving in a mist. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, working in this place. I worship you. I worship you. Hey, we make a miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. We make a miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is
I don't know about that.